This podcast is brought to you by Friends of Compassion Podcast.
He sends a man. Certain times we think that those who should come and do certain things for us supernaturally are supposed to be angels. It's going to come through a man. At certain times, men, we are so limited that when we see the man, because he's a man, we think that, after he's a man. We want somebody with wings, then we have to see that, oh, this one is more kind of miraculous or something. Amen. Okay, let's just go straight to what we have for tonight. We were talking about what is Christianity. It's not something that we are trying to answer. It's something that is definite in God's ways and in His Word. Because if we don't know what we have, we are going to abuse it. For example, the day that we proclaim that we want to be Christian, we want Jesus Christ to be our Lord, it behooves us that we should know what we have entered into. Because if I buy a life phone, I don't know how to use it. It's there. It has all the functions, but because I don't know. So that's why we're dealing with this stuff, because some people are really afraid to talk about what is Christianity. It is actually simple, but let's see what God has for us today. Mm-hmm. So the first one that we talked about, that was 2 weeks ago.
Christianity is the life and nature of God in man by Jesus Christ.
Amen. Mm-hmm. Yeah. This is good news. The life of God in a man. That means what the Lord God can do, we can do. See, that's Christianity. The mistake that we think is Christianity is you stopping doing evil and you do good. That is not it, because the fruit that we ate from was knowledge of good and evil, and that's what God's saying. So you stop that, you have knowledge of evil, and you stop doing evil, then you do right. That's what we call Christianity. That's not it. Number one, it is the life and nature of God in the man. So you cease to be ordinary. Mm-hmm. I believe you get this. And last 2 weeks, we also continued, we also talked about a part of it, that even though we have received eternal life, we also became something. We became new creatures in Christ. If anyone is in Christ, he is what? He is a new creature. It's amazing how the Bible puts it. It didn't say he wasn't. He is. Every day is. Tomorrow comes is. The final day comes is. If anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. All things have passed, they all have become new. Point two, Christianity is God showing love to man. And you can see that all this is very simple but powerful. And that's how God is. God is very simple but very powerful. It takes man to be complex. Came here, so you have to go to these wonderful mathematics classes, optimization methods, some of the mathematics that when you work, you see that it's beautiful, because that is how all these airplanes and all this subway and all that came about. His calculation, man, is actually good. That one tells you what God has made, man. God made, with this calculation that they made. I got this when we were having such class. We were in the class, I'm sorry, okay? And the man was working from the side of the board to the other side of the board. And I was in front. And I don't know what the man was doing. With all the signs and alpha and something, I was just looking. Because I have to be a good student, so I have to be in class. So I was there. Then all of a sudden, I don't know what happened. Then I saw how God was so simple. Then he told me, I don't want to believe, but it's okay, something small. He said, man is intelligent, yes. You see, with all these calculations, they've made a airplane. And because of flight, you can come to China. China is very far from Africa, you know that? Very, very far. Very far. And within, very far, it is. Yeah. It is very far. Within 24 hours, you're going to be here. Okay? So it's beautiful how man put all these things into place. That is what he said. Airplane, before it goes, it has to go on the ground before it takes off. Even when it takes off, it has to go, make sure it to be in a certain lane, certain path, that kind of. But he said, I made a bird. The bird just stopped. It's just anywhere it goes. As simple as it was, I was like, oh, that's beautiful. This is what he told me. He said, whatever came, or whatever comes from man's hands, has death and life in it, because that's the fruit that he ate, good and evil. So the same pen that helps us to write, it can commit evil. Car is very good, commit evil. Airplane, very good, commit evil. But whatever he does is good. Amen.
Amen.
By the way. So Christianity is God showing love to man. Very simple. Please, let's go to the book of John chapter 3. Let's look at verse 16. Please, can we all read this together? One, two, go.
For God so loved the world, that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life.
Yeah. I want to build that. I want to preach this the whole of my life. John 3:16. The remaining 90 years of my life. Please, can you say amen for me?
Amen.
You say it, you get it, okay? If I don't take it by force, okay? So sometimes I don't know. No, God is a come, take. So I want 90 years more. I'm now 22, so I'm 90. Amen. I'm now 22 years, so I'm now
90.
So I don't have 19 to be 100. Yeah. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. We know this scripture, but there's still food here. Let's see something here. For God so loved the world that he gave his Son. You know, the world was not a place. We are talking about Christianity is God showing love to man. The world is not a place of good people. It's a place of evil, sin and all that, death, curse and all that. And yet, God loved the world. He didn't give cure for sin. He didn't give cure for poverty. He didn't give cure for curse. He gave his Son, Jesus Christ. Why? Because he knows the content of his Son. The Bible says in Christ dwells all the fullness of the Godhead bodily. And we are complete in Christ. So God knows the content and the quality of his Son. He knows his Son will get a job done. Can you say amen?
Amen.
And that's why he gave his Son to the world. So God loved us so much, he gave us a Son, Jesus Christ, who is the embodiment of all wisdom. Colossians 2 verse 3. Okay? This is Christ, okay? Colossians 2 verse 3. Christ is the embodiment of all wisdom and knowledge.
Colossians 2 verse 3.
Okay.
In him, all the treasures of divine wisdom, comprehensive insight into the ways and purpose of God, and all the riches of spiritual knowledge and enlightenment are stored up and lie hidden.
Amen.
Amen.
That's Jesus Christ. So for God so loved the world, he gave his Son. Why? He knows his Son will get the job done.
Amen.
And that's why he gave his Son. And that is the best he has given us. In fact, the Bible says that if God did not spare his Son but delivered him for us, how shall he not with him also freely give us all things? Can you say amen?
Amen.
So we have Jesus Christ, we have everything.
Amen.
And that's why we are joyful. Why? Because everything is going to come to an end. But you have Jesus Christ. Christianity is not something that we try to go to church on Sundays and stop living in sin. That's not what Christianity is. Because the thing is, every man is falling. There's a new nature at work in man. It's called the law of sin and death. So that's why the sin. You will not teach a child how to lie. The child will even, you will see the child taking the cookies, eating the biscuit, everything around his lips. Did you take the biscuit? But you see all the things around. Who taught the kid how to lie? It is the nature that is in the kid. You can't teach a cat how to bark. You can't teach a dog how to mew. The dog mew, sorry. The dog, the dog cat. I don't say the dog cat. The dog barks because it is nature to bark. The same way when we became Christians, God gave us a new gift. It's called righteousness.
Amen.
And that is why we are able to live righteously. Because a man cannot give what he doesn't have. It's very, sorry to say, sad to tell a pig to live right. You can take a pig, wash the pig as much as you want. Leave the pig for 20 minutes, by the time you realize that the pig has created its own mud. Because the dirt is in it. So God has to change us from inside out. It's not outside in. That's not Christianity. We try to cut the branches. Meanwhile, the root is still there. But God has to deal with the root, then it will affect the outside. This is beautiful. So for God so loved us, he gave us a Son. All that God did was for love. And what pushed God to do this was love. The death of Jesus Christ, let me put it this way, has made God to be free to be the kind of God he wanted to be all this time. Check the Old Testament. The Bible says God's anger is for a moment, but his mercy endures forever.
Mm-hmm.
So you could say the people will come to God all the time with their sacrifices in their heart. They are afraid of God. But if you make a mistake, God will strike you. But the Bible says in the Old Testament that all these things that he was doing, they were strange acts. What's strange to him? The Bible says only three things abide: faith, hope, Love. And the greatest of this is what?
Love.
You know why? You are right. Because God is love. Christianity is God showing man what love is. So you can see, anywhere there is love, there is grace, there is mercy. Anywhere there is grace and mercy, there is love. Then you hear this one sounding, you could hear this call. I call this love call. Sounding maybe on the mountaintop or maybe on the rooftop. Maybe standing at the entrance of the classroom shouting, let us come boldly to the throne of grace and obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. And what are we doing? We're just trying to push people away because you're not clean enough to come close to God. But Jesus said, I am come to seek and save the lost. That's why he came. This is love. Can you say amen?
Amen.
Let us come boldly to the throne of grace. God's throne, don't forget this. God's throne is not called throne of power. Don't forget this. It's called throne of grace. Don't forget this. This is point one. Christianity is God showing love to man. So you can see, anywhere there's love, grace, mercy, there is love. Do you want to get another definition of grace? Because last week we got more definition on grace. Write this one down. Okay, it's very simple. Grace is God giving you all the good things you don't deserve. God giving you all the good things you don't deserve. What about mercy? Mercy is God not giving you all the bad things you deserve. Mercy is God not giving you all the bad things you deserve. Look at verse 17, John 3:17. For God did not send his son into the world to condemn the world. One time, let's go there, Matthew 9, verse 11, okay?
And as Jesus reclined at table in the house, behold, many taxpayers and especially wicked sinners came and sat with him and his disciples.
You know how the Bible qualifies them? Wicked sinners. Mm-hmm. The person is sinners, but it says wicked sinners. And this Jesus Christ, oh my goodness, this man so pure and so gentle, so holy, and almighty love being displayed to man. These people came to him. Do you know, whatever they heard about Jesus is not something that you should go from him. The Bible says it happened. These sinners drew near to Jesus Christ. Tax collectors, they were seen as sinners. Why? Because they would take tax from their own people and give to Caesar. They saw them to be evil. This man is not a holy man. He's a tax collector. But Jesus Christ called a tax collector. Matthew, call him. Follow me. These ones came to Jesus Christ because there is something about his face and about him that calls sinners every time. I'm sorry to say this, okay? I'm not going to judge anybody, but sometimes it's quite contrary to what we have as the gospel. And we turn people away. Instead of people coming to Jesus, we just turn them away. Why? Because if there's something like Jesus Christ on his face that says, if you have sinned, don't come near, they couldn't have gotten closer to Jesus Christ. Do you know what we want now? We want power, okay? I mean, in this Christian world right now, everybody wants power. The Bible says, this is what Paul said, Romans 1:16. I'm not sure of the gospel of Christ. The gospel of Christ is the power of God unto salvation. Good news. That's the power of God unto salvation. Jesus Christ, with all his power, when he puts the nails in his wrist, he never cursed. The Bible says, he used his power to forgive. Do you know forgiveness is not as easy as you think? And that's why we miss it. Because we are trying to forgive. It takes power. It takes the Holy Ghost to forgive. It takes faith too. So we think that forgiveness is so easy, I have to forgive him, I have to. You're making a mistake. You cannot do anything without Jesus Christ. So for that, you can do nothing. Forgiveness, you think it's so small, it is not. These sinners came to Jesus Christ. So let's hear what the Pharisees said, okay? Verse 11.
And when the Pharisees saw this, they said to his disciples, why does your master eat with tax collectors and those preeminently sinful?
So let's hear from the master's own mouth, okay? What did he say? Verse 12.
But when Jesus had it, he replied, those who are strong and well have no need of a physician, but those who are weak and sick.
You know, that's a problem. When you go to a hospital and the doctor tells you you are sick, you tell the doctor, yes, that's why I'm here. Your eyes are very red, you are very sick. Doctor, I'm here, that's why I'm here. Yes, your body is very hot, you are sick, you have fever. Doctor, that's why I'm here. I don't think next time you go to that doctor. Why? Because he doesn't know why he's there. The Church of Jesus, it is a hospital.
Yeah.
We want to think that everybody who comes in, we are pretending. I'm telling you, we are acting. We are actors and actresses. After fighting with the chief, gets close to the door. Hallelujah. Hey, Holy Ghost. He leaves. The eye says, the inshallah.
Where's your man? That's the end, brother. Hallelujah. And God is up there laughing at us. Look at all the drama and all the Korean drama. Sorry, let's go like this thing. Just looking at what? Because we think, and that is why we are all pretending, because we don't come to God with this eagerness. We want to receive. Because when you come, you have to be told, don't do this. So even when somebody does something wrong to you in church, in your heart, but lucky that today it was in church. If it was so. That means the heart has not been changed, has not been touched by the gospel of Jesus Christ. Anyone who is sick, Jesus said, needs a doctor. So if someone says that he wants to be a pastor, that's the Bible says that anyone who desires an office of the bishop has desired a good thing. Because the most difficult job to do on earth is to work with people. They troubled Moses. Moses, I'm not going, you go, I'm not going. No, just kidding. Human beings, people, even Jesus Christ himself, he gave them the word. He said, if you eat my body, drink my blood. But we said, all his disciples, they left him. Remain just the 12. The same chapter where he fed them with the five loaves, two fishes, John chapter 6. He fed them with that. Over 5,000 people. All of them left him because he said so. So don't base your life on what people say. If you base your life on what critics they say, you never do what God has called you to do. Critics, they are everywhere. Somebody will like you. Somebody will not like you. Somebody will like me because I'm very white. Can you say amen? Somebody, you know. So don't think that, no. He said, I'm favored, I'm accepted. You accept a person, everybody that's going to like you. You have to know this for sure. it's not everybody that like Jesus Christ. Look at the Pharisees. They didn't like him. Was not favored. What are you talking about? But the thing is, only good people are attracted to you.
Amen.
So that's why he told the Pharisees. Those who are well have no need of a physician, but those who are sick. It would be wrong for us to be hitting them on the head again when they are sick. They'll get more sicker if there is an English word like that. Thank God, because it's not English. Thank you. Then it says, verse 13. It says, but go. But when Jesus heard that, he said to them, those who are well have no need of a physician. How many of us here, when God's grace is so strong, you took a car to the hospital, went to see a doctor? I know some people go there for checkup. I know that one. But you're very well, you went there. Doctor asked you, why are you here? Doctor, I'm here because I'm very well. He will say that you're not well. That's why you're here, you're not well. Something is wrong with you. You call the nurse, inject you. You're not well. What you're trying to say is, nobody in his right mind, so to speak, if you're well, will go see a doctor. Those who are sick, go to see the doctor. And this way, he says, respect him. But go and learn what this means. He's going to do something, okay? I desire mercy and not sacrifice. Say this with me. Say, he desires mercy.
He desires mercy.
Not sacrifice.
Not sacrifice.
At that time, that was the time because these people were the Jews and they were under the law. And under the law, for you to have this blessing upon your life, you have to bring your goat or your sheep, or your cow, or your bull, you know, every year to that place, the Day of Atonement, you have to take it to the temple, and the priest will do that for you. So it's more like when the time is coming, if let's say tomorrow is the Day of Atonement, when the time is coming, they're wondering, oh, another sacrifice. Have you bought your cow? Have you bought mine? Have you bought yours? Have you bought mine? Say, another sacrifice. They thought God wanted sacrifice. They didn't know that if there is no shedding of blood, there is no remission of sin. Why? Because where there is sin, there is death, there is curse, they didn't know that all that they thought was God wanted a sacrifice. They didn't know that God wanted to show them mercy. So you bring your animal, the animal will die in your place, the lamb will die in your place. That's the picture of Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
You die in your place, then you will take the righteousness of that lamb, then you will go scot-free. And that year you're going to experience blessings, but they didn't know that they thought God wanted their sacrifice. That's what he told them here. I desire mercy, not sacrifice. For I did not come to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance. John 3:17. Don't forget this. We know John 3:16, right? Add it to it. Add John 3:17 to it. For God did not send his son into the world to condemn, but the world through him is to be saved. 1 John 4. Let's look at the definition of love. What love is? Love. Don't forget this. Only truth is about faith, hope, and love. And the greatest of these is what? It's love. Okay. 1 John 4, let's look at verse 9.
This is how God showed his love among us. He sent his one and only Son into the world that we might live through him.
Can you say amen?
Amen.
Anytime you see such scriptures, okay, say amen. Amen. Let it be like, let it be unto me, just as you have said. That is how the word of God becomes alive in you again. Like Mary saying to the angel, let it be unto me, just as you said. Okay, so amen. It's not a cliche that say amen, say amen. No, no, no. Receive it. Receive it. That we might live through him. Can you say amen?
Amen.
Okay, verse 10, please. In this is love. Not that we loved God. When we read 1 Corinthians chapter 13, it talks about love is patient, love is kind. That is a description of love. That's not a definition of love, okay? Describes love. We know already here, 1 John, that God is love. Love is God. Because he created the water from the sea. Sea and sea is water, water is sea. Like that. It's the same. So when it says God is love, that was his true nature all this while. After God gave them the law, he has to make sure that there should be a way so that the people will not die. That's why he brought all these sacrifices and the priesthood and all. Because God knows man. Man will fall. They can't. That's why Jesus came. Can you say amen?
Amen.
So today, our new life, Christ is our new life. Christ is our new identity. Oh, that's, we're going to talk about this some other time, okay? Yeah. So he says, not that we loved God. Let's check in the Bible. When Adam and Eve sinned, listen to this. Because anywhere there's sin, you'll be the one running away from God. So there's no way you come close to God. But you see, God is all the time looking for man. Adam, where are you? Was looking for man. Abraham, God came to Abraham. Not Abraham was so righteous, he went to God. It's not like that. God is always looking for man. Why don't you just leave them because they don't like your ways and just leave them to decay and just like that? No. For the kind of God he is, he can't. Because he is love. He cannot but love.
Amen.
That's his nature. So God knows that man will never come to him, so he has to come to man. So you see this here, 10. That not that we loved God, but that he loved us. And he gave his son. The fullness, the completeness, the embodiment of all wisdom and knowledge he gave to man. So that we will live through him. Then he says he gave Jesus Christ to be the propitiation for our sins. The offering for our sins, the covering for our sins, so that the blessing will keep coming, so that we will have the life of God in us. Because if you are sinful, that means you don't have the life of God in you. So the angels don't get it. They say, what is man that you are mindful of them? What is man? He cannot or love man. Let's try and end with this. Romans chapter 5, okay? Let's look at verse 6.
While we're yet in weakness, at the fitting time, Christ died for the ungodly.
When we're what? Please, I like your version. What do you say again?
While we're yet in weakness.
When we're yet in weakness.
At the fitting time, Christ died for the ungodly.
You know, everybody likes what is not weak. Everybody likes what is best, what is quality, what is good. And that is why when a lady gets to 24, 25, 26 years, they have a long list of specifications of a man that they want.
How about that?
Yeah. I'll come back to that. I'm not going to be pushing on them, you know what I'm talking about. You know, they want the one with 7 parts, like myself. I don't want some guys to feel jealous, don't worry. You know, they have this long list. It is very surprising that these ladies, when you check their specifications, there is one line. They want guys who are tall. One line. I don't want that. I wonder. you see the specification. Then see the lady who's asking for that one. See, this one is very short. So you don't want what is short. But you are short. So what if someone has specification that is, you know, why? What I'm trying to say. Everybody likes what is good. What is best. Not what is weak. But God came for the weak.
Amen.
Why? Because man, when they go for the weak, there's nothing they can do with the weak. They don't have the power to give strength to the weak. But oh my goodness. But God, the Bible says, let's read it, okay? Isaiah chapter 40, verse 29. What God does to the weak.
He gives strength to the weary and increases the power of the weak.
Can you say amen?
Amen.
You know, it's beautiful. Why? Because he knows what he's going to give to the weak. He gives power to the weak. Do you see the word gives?
Yeah.
Gives. In English, we are taught constantly. Present continuous, right? He gives every time. Gives power to the weak, okay? Power to the weak. Then it says, and to those who have no might. He increases strength. This is the kind of God I want to serve. You know? Sin can't be stopped by willpower. It takes Christ. Can you say amen?
Amen.
Poverty can't be stopped with money. It takes Christ. Can you say amen?
Amen.
Because there are those who have money, yet they are poor. What do I mean? They have a lot of cash in the bank, but they can't give. It's not what you have, it's what you do with what you have. Amen.
Amen.
Death can't be stopped. It takes Christ. Can you say amen?
Amen.
The Bible says, death, where is your sting? Christ conquered death. Isn't this beautiful? My God conquered death. And he has put me in him. I'm well secured in Christ. That's beautiful. So you can see, nobody wants what is weak. Everybody wants what is best. The world, they give scholarship to the one who is best, not to the one who is weak in class. The world celebrates what is best. All of you here, your scholarship is a sign that you are very best in where you came from. Yes, me too, me too, me too, me too. Okay? But we are trying to say something here. Man celebrates the good, the best, the beautiful, the smartest, the fastest. But God, he celebrates the lost, the weak, the least, the last. Because he knows what he can do to this group of people. Here's the gospel of Jesus Christ. So when we were weak, Christ, at the right time, came to die for the ungodly. When we have this understanding, every time we are in close with God, you know, at certain times, it feels like if you have to come to church, you have to make sure that you're so strong and fit before you come. That's not it. But this God, he gives power to the weak. Is what we call love that we can't understand. And this love, we think that this love is not. No. Let's look at something. Ephesians chapter 3. Let's look at something. What this love can do to us, this love of God. Paul prayed. He said that he prays that we understand and know this kind of love. This love, this kind of love from Christ. Ephesians 3, verse 19. He says he prays that we will know the love of Christ, which passes knowledge. Do you know that when somebody does something, that one is very, very foolish? You know that this guy is senseless. He doesn't have knowledge. Whatever people do, that is not based on knowledge. We call it foolishness. This is what he's saying. Look here. To know the love of Christ, which passes knowledge. When the guy, the shepherd, he took 100 out, he came back. During those times, when Jesus Christ used that parable, you know, at that time, every shepherd, if you took out 100, you came up with 99. That means you're a good shepherd.
Yeah,
because some of them, they are animals. Some of them will just take off. This one too is doing his own thing. So if you're able to bring back 99, only one, you will celebrate. Because you have 99. But it says, this one, say how? You know, this was a question. How many of you, if you took out 100, you came up with 99, and one is lost, will leave the 99 and go and look for the one? Even the guy who is so good that he's going to look for the one, in his heart, if I catch this sheep, you see. And mistakenly, as he was looking for the sheep, and maybe he tripped. Hey, the sheep is in trouble. That sheep, you've caused me this pain, you are in trouble. Then he's going, you just see, maybe he will see a branch, a tree, then you break the branch. This one. Then you will test it. It will be very flashy today. But no. Jesus Christ said this. And when he finds the sheep, he puts the sheep on his shoulders and he's rejoicing. He's not done anywhere. Only him can do that. That's the reason that this love surpasses knowledge. So we can say, foolish love, so to speak. And he says, if you know that, what happened? See what happened to you. That you may be filled with all the fullness of God. Christianity is not something that we think that. No, this is it. It is the love of God displayed to man. When we know this love, then we will be filled with the fullness of God. Can you say amen?
Amen.
The totality, the completeness. Oh, my goodness. There's a lot to learn, okay? A lot to learn. Romans 8, 31, okay? What then shall we say to these things? If God is for us, who can be? 32. He who did not spare his own son, but delivered him up for us all, how shall he not with him also freely give us all things? Who shall separate us from the love? It's a question. Who? This love that he has given us, who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Let's read up. Shall tribulation or distress or persecution or famine or nakedness or peril or sword? As it is written, for your sake we are killed all day long. We are counted as sheep for the slaughter. Verse 13, okay? Yet in all these things, we are more than through him who loved us. Can you say amen?
Amen.
When you know that God loves you, your faith will work every time. Because faith works by love. We think faith works when love people. That one is one. Two, your faith will work when you know that God loves you. You can go anywhere when God loves you and it will flow. Oh boy. The Bible says God delights in those who have hope in his unfailing love. Verse 38. For I am persuaded that neither death nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other greater thing shall be able to separate us from the love of God. Where is it? Where is this love of God? Which is in where? If any man is in Christ, he is. So God's love is also beautiful. Amen. Please, let's be on our feet. Okay.
Wherever you are, you want to receive Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, pray this prayer after me. Say, dear God, I thank you for giving up your Son, Jesus Christ, for my sins. I believe in my heart that you raised him from the dead. I confess with my mouth that Jesus Christ is Lord over my life from today. I receive your eternal life into my spirit now, and I receive your Holy Spirit. I ask him to come and live in me now in the name of Jesus Christ. If you prayed that prayer, congratulations, you're a child of God now, and God sees you as a son or daughter. God bless you. I want to pray a prayer for you right now. Now, may the God of peace, who brought up our Lord Jesus Christ from the dead, the great shepherd of the sheep, make you complete in every good work, make you perfect in every way to do his will, working in you what is well pleasing in his sight, and no weapon formed against you shall prosper, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Thank you for downloading this podcast. If you were helped in any way by this episode, please give us your review and subscribe to receive latest messages like these. If you want to contact us on a personal level, please send us an email to the email address in the description below. We would love to hear from you. Keep on hearing and keep on growing. And remember that God is your Father. Stay tuned for the next episode.